Many of the voices on The Simpsons come from the mouth of actor and satirist Harry Shearer. He's the voice of Mr. Burns, Smithers, Principal Skinner, Ned Flanders, Kent Brockman, and numerous other characters. You've probably heard him caricature the voices of our political leaders in his political satires on his own radio program, Le Show, which recently celebrated its 20th anniversary. Shearer is also known for playing bass player Derek Smalls in Spinal Tap, the ultimate parody of a heavy metal band. He's a former cast member of Saturday Night Live and got started in showbiz as a child actor. In 1993, Terry spoke with Harry Shearer about his earliest days in showbiz. When he was 9, he performed on Jack Benny's radio show, doing the voice of Jack Benny as a child.
Was Jack Benny nice to you?
He was the greatest. I did his show a lot. After the third time I did his radio show, he came out into the hallway behind the studio after the show was over, gave me this huge hug, and gave me a transcription of the show that we just finished. And it was just, from then on, it was he was so warm and kind to me. He was very generous, very smart, very generous in the sense of liking the fact, not just allowing the people around him to get laughs, but really liking the fact that the supporting players on his program got laughs. I remember vividly the first time I made him laugh in a rehearsal. We were reading the script and sitting around a table, and I ad-libbed a little thing. And I mean, I was a kid. I was, you know, 8 or 9 years old, and to see Jack Benny not just laugh, but, I mean, laugh uproariously and hit the table was so amazing.
What did you say? I mean, what did you say that got him laughing?
I was playing, the Beverly Hills Beavers were doing their version of Jack Benny's radio show, so I was playing Sheldon Leonard, the guy who played the racetrack. Hey, bud, come here a minute, I got hit the... I forget exactly what I said. It may have just been something I did with my voice. I don't know, but I mean, I remember I did a little something, and all of a sudden Jack Benny is like, hitting, you know, pounding the table, laughing. It was easy for him to be generous in giving the supporting players around him laughs, because he always knew he could get a great laugh by reacting to them. That said, a lot of people in show business, a lot of people in comedy, aren't that smart to know that they can always get a good laugh by reacting and get very jealous of people around them getting any laughs at all. He was also one of the first people I knew who owned his own show.
Oh.
Very smart guy.
One thing I always loved about Jack Benny, one of the many things, is that he could just make that, you know, that little, like, annoyed smirk that he'd have when he'd mm-hmm. hold his two fingers up to his chin,
mm-hmm.
and he'd just roll his eyes a little and look away. He'd get so much out of that one gesture.
Yeah.
Did that give you ideas when you were young and watching him?
What gave me, you know, what really inspired me was watching him have this character that, if you analyzed his character, or any of the great comic characters, but let's take Benny. You know, he was a miser, he was vain,
mm-hmm.
he was a bad employer, he was all these comically unpleasant things, and yet he was beloved. And, you know, you flash forward to the recent past, and television executives particularly, and also movie executives, have had the idea that comic characters had to be, quote, likable. That is to say, they had to be characters composed of likable characteristics. Well, likable characteristics aren't funny, which is why you have characters in sitcoms with no definable character just trading wisecracks with each other, because there's nothing funny about the characters. That's all been shaved off. Benny showed, you know, marvelously well how lovable you can be being not lovable.
Now, I have a friend who recently saw you on the pilot, he thinks it was, or the first episode of Leave It to Beaver.
It was the pilot.
The pilot.
Mm-hmm.
What did you play?
Eddie Haskell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You were Eddie Haskell?
Yeah.
Oh, he told me you were Eddie Haskell's friend. You were Eddie Haskell. You were the obnoxious friend.
Yeah.
What happened? You didn't get the part?
My parents took the position that it was fine for me to work on TV and radio as a child, but they didn't want me being in a series. I think their reasoning was that it would take me out of school. I was going to, like, regular public school, and then when I'd get a job, I'd go work and come back to school. If you're in a series, you're just in that world forever. You know, you never go back to public school, and you're on the set all the time. I now realize later, with the hindsight that I've accumulated in show business, that it's also not a good idea for a 9 or 10-year-old kid to have, you know, 200 guys on the crew standing around going, kid looks off this week. You know, their paycheck is dependent on a 9-year-old, and the pressure of those guys watching, kids are losing the cuteness a little bit here. What's happening? You know, you don't want that. So I'm very glad that that happened.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were on GE Theater, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the one Ronald Reagan hosted?
Yeah, it sure was. Mm-hmm. Darian, it was, he'd come, he'd not only host it, but he'd go out to the GE plants all over the country and do the thing with the light bulb and such.
Did you meet him?
No.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, what a shame. He came in and did all his stuff, you know, at one time. You know, he'd host 20 shows at a crack and then go off and do his touring of the, do the hello and say the, fellas, you're making good light bulbs, keep it up, you know, do that.
Oh, gee, I'm so disappointed that you didn't meet him. You could have, you know, you could have started studying him at an early age.
At an early age. You can't study people at an early age. I have a very distinct memory of being on the radio with partners of mine and talking about the people who were difficult to do. And at the time, Reagan was governor of California, and we agreed that he was one of the most difficult people to do. But as public figures get older, possibly because they learn what it is that works and keep doing that, they increasingly become caricatures of themselves. And so they save you the effort. You don't have to caricature them. You just do them. And he became incredibly easy to do as time went on. I think that that's, you know, that they all have handlers and advisors who tell them, do this. This is what works. And that's what sort of makes them narrower and narrower and narrower as people and easier to do as a result.
Harry Shearer, recorded in 1993.
Don't worry. I brought my Rappin' Ronnie Reagan tape. It always makes the trip go faster.
Well.
You know something? He did say well a lot.
Well.